Jerry Bader Show. Here in Green Bay for the last, I don't know. How long has the Walmart debate been going on now in Green Bay? For several months, a proposed downtown Walmart's been very, very controversial. It has made Green Bay ground zero for the Walmart haters, and you're hearing all the same stuff. Walmart pays crap. Walmart doesn't cover this. Walmart doesn't provide this benefit. The Washington Examiner, and I just give them a lot of credit for thinking to do this, they asked a couple of people, a couple of groups actually, in the insurance industry to compare the health benefits provided to Walmart employees versus the Obamacare exchanges. And just before the news, if you were listening, I went through how vastly superior Walmart's insurance is to the Obamacare exchanges. I think one of the big ones are the prestigious medical facilities that the Walmart plan allows that the Obamacare exchanges doesn't. That has been that you can't go to the Mayo Clinic, particularly you're a patient that's been getting ongoing treatment at the Mayo. Suddenly, no. This has been a huge deal. This is where I left off. But the real difference, oh, by the way, if you're just joining us, Walmart's a hell of a lot cheaper and provides much, vastly superior coverage to the Obamacare exchanges. Here's where I left off. But the real difference between Obamacare and Walmart can be seen in the levels of day-to-day access to doctors and hospitals. Robert Slayton, a practicing Chicago independent insurance agent for 11 years and the former president of the Illinois State Association of Health Underwriters, described to the Examiner the differences between Walmart and Obamacare provider networks. Slayton said the Blue Choice Exchange Network for President Obama's hometown, this is Chicago, has very limited hospital participation. In downtown Chicago, the key is the number of hospitals, 28, he said. Now we're going to the national network. This is what the Walmart network would most likely be. And you have 54 Chicago hospitals that are included in the network. That's a big difference. It's not just the number, but who they are. You'll find under the Obamacare exchanges that the academic hospitals have declined to participate, along with the specialists who practice at those hospitals. The same is true of cancer hospitals, she said. People who are seriously ill need to stay away from these exchange plans, according to Betsy McCoy, former lieutenant governor of New York, Republican who is now a healthcare advocate. She said the gap between doctor availability in Chicago under the Obamacare and Walmart plans were dramatic. Here's the number. Okay, this is the city of Chicago, and this is Obamacare versus Walmart. Under Obamacare, there are 9,837 doctors available. Sounds like a lot, but then again, that is Chicago. Walmart, 24,904. Yeah. Approaching three times as many. Walmart also offers a free preventative health plan that mirrors the Obamacare plan. Its employees can take advantage of a wide range of free exams and counseling. Their children can get more than 20 free preventative services, ranging from screenings for genetic disorders, autism and developmental problems, to obesity, lead poisoning exposure, and tuberculosis. There are also 12 free vaccinations and free hearing and vision testing. Walmart employees pay, free. Walmart employees pay as little as $4 for a 30-day supply of generic drugs and $10 for eye exams through a separate vision plan. It's a lot better program than people, I think, might assume without looking, just because Walmart has gotten such a bad reputation by some of the labor groups and other groups for its general activities, said Gail Walensky after reviewing the retailer's plan. David Todd, an independent insurance agent based in Little Rock, Arkansas, who compared the health plans with the Examiner. Walmart's corporate headquarters is in Bentonville, Arkansas, and the company has 58,000 workers in that state. Todd pointed to stark differences between the government plan and Walmart. If I buy a family plan on the exchange, it's still $1,000 a month, and I can buy this for $160 as a Walmart employee. Walmart also gives cash to its employees for any health expense. The annual payments run from $250 to $1,000 and are given at the beginning of the enrollment year in an account that can only be used for health care expenses. Walmart individuals face a $2,750 deductible, and families need to pay $5,000 under the HRA plan. Individuals pay $1,750, families pay $3,500 under the HRA high plan. The deductibles are high, but Obamacare deductibles are higher, going up to $6,300. By every measure, Walmart provides to its full-time employees insurance I would, and I don't think this is a stretch, I would describe as vastly superior to what they can get through the Obamacare exchanges. So where did this reputation come from? Here's another argument that people have. That Walmart has intimidated its employees out of joining unions. Okay, do you realize that among the retail big box stores, Walmart has the best record for longevity of employees? Employees stay longer with Walmart than any other big box retailer. I don't remember the average, but I thought it was, I'm not going to guess. I thought it was approaching 10 years, but that sounds high. Because you figure you've got new employees all the time. But if that, I don't know if that's just retail either. I don't know. You know, the people on the front lines, I don't know who that all includes. But in terms of people on the front lines, they have the best longevity record of any of the big box retailers. Why do you think that is? Now, for those of you in Sheboygan and Wausau, this isn't going to mean as much for those of you as it will in Green Bay, because I've been on this tirade with our Mayor Jim Schmidt for months. Mayor Jim Schmidt, you would rather have a big empty in downtown Green Bay than an employer who pays these benefits? Really? The people in that part of your city that need jobs, you would deprive them of this. By the way, if this anytime this comes up wherever you live, I want you to remember this. The average wage of Walmart retail employees is nearly $13 an hour nationally. They do have retirement benefits. And they have an insurance plan that's better than the Obamacare exchanges. But yet, these anti-Walmart groups, which are really just SEIU and other unions, that's all they are, have painted this picture of working for Walmart as being equivalent to indentured servitude, when it's nothing of the kind. I'm telling you, this is a pretty damn good sounding healthcare plan. Here's what I would argue. Beyond being better than the Obamacare exchanges, I would argue it is extremely competitive with a lot of private sector employers. A lot. They actually provide a pretty good plan. You would never know that. You wouldn't have a clue. And I would argue maybe Walmart needs to fight back more on this, but you know, you can just shout so often when you've got the media willing to go along with it. So I just want you to think about that. The next time some Walmart hater says this, that, and the other thing to you, just if you Google Washington Examiner and Walmart versus Obamacare, you will be able to find it quite easily. I found it nothing short of amazing. Still to come, including in the next hour, banished for questioning the gospel of guns. It's 9:44.
Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybatershow.com.